You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Talk Sheen. Recorded live.
Hello. This is Spaz on Spaz Talk Radio. I'm a little flustered now because I scheduled this call and
Hush.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So I just started recording. I usually would have it in a different way. But this is going to work fine. I'll just watch it to make sure we're both on a website. There's a little chat room there.
Okay. I don't know how this all works. It's the first time I've done it.
Well, this is my first live show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I hate doing it live because it makes me more nervous. And then I can't go back and take anything out. But it always ends up working out. So
okay.
Don't be too nervous.
I'm so nervous. I don't do public speaking very well.
Okay.
But if I'm just talking to you, it'll be good.
Yeah.
So, should I get started?
Yeah, however you feel comfortable.
Okay,
I'm just clicking buttons.
I've been listening to The Moth a lot lately, so I'm really getting into storytelling. So I haven't done any storytelling, so this is my first getting my feet wet. Kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. Okay?
Yeah.
So, let's just jump in with both feet. Okay, so, when I was about 14 years old, this is a story of my first tampon. So, when I was 14 years old, I was really active in the church. So, we went to a church youth group and stuff like that. And during the summer, we'd go to the beach a lot. So, we'd all pile into the big turquoise-colored church bus that we had and go down to the beach. So there was a boy that I liked. His name was Steve McGar, and he was such a cutie, and all the kids. And I was a real dorky little kid. And so we're all heading down the L.A. freeway going to Zuma Beach, and I just know catastrophe has happened. I just can feel it. I know I started my period in the church bus. It was like many young girls, it was unpredictable, and it always happened at the most inappropriate moments. So we go down to the beach, but before we get to the beach, we stop at a grocery store to buy snacks and drinks and stuff like that. So I stray from the pod, and I sneak down the feminine hygiene aisle. And there is a plethora of products that I know nothing about. And what am I supposed to pick? And some of them are just humongous. I think, how can anyone even use that? So I figure, I'm regular. I'm a regular little girl. I'll just take the regulars. So I grab the regulars, get my Wheat Thins, my squeezed cheese, and my Diet Pepsi, and I check out, scoop it all into my beach bag, and I'm back on the turquoise bus. No one is the wiser. I have tricked them all. So we get to the beach, and all the girls, we go off to the ladies' bathroom to change into our swimsuits. So now I can insert this plug, and I've never done it before, but I read the instructions. So I put one foot on the toilet, and I stick that thing up there, and it is so uncomfortable. It's so rough. It's like a piece of tree bark in my vagina. So then I'm walking. I don't even know if I was walking straight. It felt so awful. So make a mad dash down to the beach, and I lay there. I just laid out my blanket, and I just lay there. I didn't move. And so all the kids are playing. They're playing volleyball. They're running around, and I'm just laying there. Like, come on, Tiff. I'm like, no, I'm sunning myself. I'm trying to keep my secret, but I'm so uncomfortable. And with every move I make, my muscles are pushing the tampon out.
Oh my.
Because I'm still a little girl, and they're pushing it out until it's about a half inch sticking out of me. And I'm so uncomfortable, I don't know what to do. I feel like I could just barf. So then one of the kids says, hey, let's all get into the water. And I'm, okay, so maybe I can, I don't know, get this thing out of me and, I don't know, with the cloak of the water. So I get to the edge of the water, and I have a pretty good idea what's about to happen. But I think I was totally unprepared for what did happen. With the little bit hanging out that, of that cotton, I jumped in the water, full charge, and the second the water hit that tampon, it blew up and blossomed, is the only word I can use, right out of my vagina. And I pulled over my bathing suit, and I let it float away. The end. It's funny, right?
I can't believe you got in the water with the tampon coming up, but you didn't know, right?
I never knew. I was a kid.
Well, at least it wasn't like a horror story. It didn't end all bad. So,
no, it didn't end all bad.
Can you imagine somebody
seeing a funny story
away from you?
Huh?
Could you
Nobody
imagine?
Saw it. Nobody saw it the whole day. I fooled them all. The rest of the day, I think I walked around with a big T-shirt on and a towel around my waist.
I would have been traumatized.
I just hit record.
So I'm assuming the segue came around.
Yeah.
Okay. Spotlight's on me. I have a great face for radio. So, oh my god. So I suppose I don't know what the female condition on how that first tampon came along, but as a person with three sisters, one Hispanic mother, as well as the fact that I've always known what they were, but never really knew what they were. A person at 8 years old, 10 years old, I forget what age, I wanted to understand what a tampon was.
Oh my god.
Do you know where this is going? Well, I told you I should have.
Wait, did you experiment with a tampon?
I did. It wasn't a tampon, no. Not yet, anyway. It was with a pad. I just saw this random pad and stuff like that, and I had noticed that, you know, that my sisters would always put it in their, panties.
Panties.
So I had no idea, you had to go through that kind of thing. I didn't know that it was, another bodily fluid. So I was like, okay, well, apparently there's something that catches it. I thought it was pee.
Why is my teenage sister wearing the pants?
Exactly. Well, something like that. I was like, okay, so I put it in my underoos at the time. And I'm going walking around like, this is not so bad. So I figured that it was something sort of like that. So I started to
oh, it went everywhere.
It went everywhere. I was like,
how do they do it?
I just started going, and once a guy starts going, there's like nothing to stop it, and it's really painful. Just to let you ladies know, it is painful to stop in mid-urination. That's why boys go in alone in their spot, and you guys go alone to check your makeup. So I've been into that girl's bathroom. So I started to go into it, and I was like, I don't know why they wear this thing at all. Like, it doesn't really do anything.
These were my favorite pants.
They were the Thundercats ones, okay?
Oh.
So I was like, okay, this is completely fine. And normally I'm honest with everyone and what I do and stuff. Obviously, you know this for a fact. So I was like, oh, man. I had no idea. I was like, does nothing. I don't know why they spend their money, why the hell this is all around. So I just take it off and throw it in the garbage. That's all I did. Didn't say anything to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a desk office garbage can that I threw this thing into. Okay, granted, I'm 10 years old. I did not know what the hell I was doing. Realizing human excrement was not going to be a word that I would know until I was more into junior high school. So this thing remained in the thing for a while.
You need to wrap it up around you.
He didn't know.
I just didn't know. So apparently my mother walked into the thing and was like, what is this smell? At the time, I wanted to blame a cat, maybe even a dog, but we didn't have any. And I kind of thought that this was going to come down on me. It's like, oh, why is this something stupid again, trying to do whatever. But my mother looked at it and realized that it was a feminine hygiene product.
So you were like,
in the clear.
One of the times where it's good to be a man. So my mother was like, okay, yeah, this is filled with only yellow things, so what the hell happened at this point? So I don't know whatever happened, but all I know is a week later I got put on punishment and my father was asking me questions.
That's his whole life on me.
At one point I wanted to blame Mikey, my brother, but I was like, I'm going to go with this one. There's nothing much that he can really do. What he's going to do is, like, he's going to beat me for, like, you know, peeing in a tampon.
I mean, what?
Or a pad, sorry.
What is worse than finding out that your son used a pad, pissed in it, and threw it in your office? I think that takes the cake.
I was like, I'm not even bullshitting, this is what I did, because I really wanted to understand why, because no one would explain it to me. I was very young, I had no idea. I mean, they didn't really fully defend until, like, you know, I was like 11, so I had no idea what the hell they were using it for, and every time I asked, they were just like, mind your business. You know, like, women are not going to explain to a kid what the hell's going on.
Especially when you're still young enough and you just got your period, and
right.
You don't want to talk about it. You're very uncomfortable with it.
And seriously, and especially in the Latin family, it's always men do this, women do this. You don't need to know anymore. You ask questions, you're not going to get an answer, or they're going to tell you, mind your business.
Yeah, like, why you wouldn't know what the women do?
So, like, yeah, exactly. So it's not like I pulled out a dress or anything like that. It's like, ta-da, not until 8 years later after that. But I'm just saying, I wanted to know. So, you know, parents out there, explain to your boys as well as your girls, you know, mothers. What's that John Mayer song?
Mothers forget to your daughters. Mothers
forget
to your mothers.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
but they don't mention sons. That's like our song, except John Mayer.
Then John Mayer needs to come back with the sons be good to their
fathers.
No fathers.
don't get pissed on Pat in your dad's office. How about that? I'm thinking that was old.
Well, luckily he was very understanding about that one, and then eventually he explained certain nuances about it, and it was like, so it was a bad thing to do that, and he's like, yeah. But luckily, you didn't experiment with the other type of feminine hotjeds, or we would have an issue.
Oh, yeah. His whole world really, really fucked.
Yeah.
But,
that goes with, like, the birds and the bees talk, right?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know how it went with you, but with the birds and the bees, I had a real, like, growing up in a bigger city, I think it was just thrust upon you what the birds and the bees was. And then you just needed your parents to actually put the fine details on it. I don't know how it was for you guys.
I mean, I had MTV, so I never
is not a good reference point.
That explained my life. I've never had an official birds and bees talk. The most official sexuality talk I ever had was when I was in high school, and I started wearing, like, rainbow beads and rainbow bracelets and stuff.
Mm.
And my mom was like, hey, what's going on? Because, like, I've never had to come out. And she's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, wouldn't you like to know? You know, I was very standoffish about it because, like, I would go to school every day and I would be in detention. I was in so much trouble for being a homo. Like, it's crazy. Like, I eventually ended up getting kicked out of my first high school because of how gay I was, if you can believe it or not. And at that time, I wasn't, like, all fight for your rights and equality and shit. I was just like, what? I can't cut class and hang out with my girlfriend, you know, because I would do stupid shit like that. Cut class, hang out in front of the class I was supposed to be in, and be with, like, one of my girlfriends. So retarded. But, like, I never got that official talk. Nobody ever explained it to me. I just knew. But I know when I was going on 13, me and one of my best friends at the time, I don't know if it was like Sweet Valley High or Judy Blume, we got in our minds that we were supposed to lose our virginities at 13. So, good thing that I'm a dyke, because I would probably have like, what, 8 kids or something. It was horrible. I'm glad like I totally chickened out. It wasn't for me. I couldn't do it, you know what I mean? But I never got to talk. Maybe if I did get to talk early on. I don't know that black families do it, though. I don't want to, you know, say that all black families don't do it, but my black family didn't do it. There was, like, no talk. It was like, motherfucker, you bring kids in these house, you know, who's going to take care of them? I'm not going to be no grandma. I'm not going to be no grandma. That's what my mom used to always say, so. I don't know. There should be, like, an official seminar once you're out of, like, junior high school. I mean, now, like, you look at more than 12-year-olds are having kids.
They have, like, classes though. You get, well, I remember in fifth grade, I think it was, they took like the girls in the one class and the boys in another class, and they told them what happened.
Fifth grade, so early, like
yeah, but the girls were getting, my cousin got her period when she was in, when we were in fourth grade, and she had double size D boobs in fourth grade.
Like, those girls, they learn about sex early, accidentally.
I've
known
about sex my whole life, so, I mean, like, as long as I can remember.
Like, I mean, like, I know about it in theory, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I ever came, like, across a penis, or in my case, a vagina, like, I would not have known what to do with it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I didn't
know about condoms, I'm sure. Like, I didn't know about condoms and stuff, and, like, because if you have, like, a health ed or sex ed class in school, they teach abstinence. They don't tell you.
No, but in health class, and I had health class in 7th grade, it was the whole, you know, the condom on the banana, showing you how to use it. And
I didn't start doing that until I was out of high school.
No, yeah, they did it.
Because when I was in HIV prevention, we used to have, like, these wooden demonstrators, we call them, I guess totally unlike a real penis, but, you know, we would show the kids how to use condoms with the demonstrators. Like, bananas were, like, old school at that point,
mm-hmm.
So, but before that, like, I would have never known how to put, like, a condom on a penis if it were not for my HIV trainer. You
know,
the more you know.
But I see, like, initially I didn't know that, like, if you put it on one side, if it was the wrong side, like, you know, even with dental dams, like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it had, I just thought you put it on, and, like, everybody doesn't learn how to, put it on. Like, I know adults who can't put condoms on right, you know.
I was like a baby gazelle when I was born. I just knew how to stand up and run because when I had it, I knew what to do with it. Like, zing, bang.
Is that a metaphor for you? Like, condom.
Seriously.
Baby gazelle.
Look, baby, if you don't wrong, I don't know. But, well, I don't know. I mean, from my personal history with going on to the point, I only had sex with the person that I was already with, and we had no idea what the hell we were doing.
Like, yeah, like...
But the thing is just that I think with straight people... Sorry, heterosexuals.
Breeders.
Breeders. This one. We have books, we have literature. Eventually, if not... you had Playboy, Penthouse. Eventually, you would
Playboy, I don't remember Playboy ever giving any mention to any type of safe sex.
Okay, so obviously you are an avid reader.
I am.
I'll tell
nobody
half,
reads.
Hello.
Nobody reads.
I do.
Playboy.
I'm saying. But the thing is, it's just that you knew what was going on. Something went into that hole. What was it? With us, it's just that.
Oh my god.
That. But I mean, for me especially, like, I knew something went into something. I just didn't know the nuances and the little things that had to go along with us, especially with our history and our sex lives as a whole as a group. I mean, we had it a little bit more.
They definitely were
yeah.
not given safe sex talks for homosexuals.
Exactly,
like,
and
ever.
Seriously, it's like, so when I was going through it, it was just like, it was something like, okay, I think it was more the fact that gay people needed to actually say, okay, you know what sex is like, you need to find love, where heterosexuals, like, you found love, now you need to have more sex.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if anybody agrees with me with that one, but that's how I grew up. It's like, well, gay people always have sex, but they never find love.
Oh, yeah, like, in particular, the gay male
yeah.
is supposed to be very, very promiscuous. And they are supposed to be the people who spread HIV and AIDS, when really it is the bisexual male who is also known as the heterosexual, undercover brothers and people like that, like
the down low person.
Yeah, the down low person. Like if you're with a woman and you're like, you know, sticking it to some dude and you're not protecting yourself because you're looking at it as just, you know, blasé. This doesn't even count as a real sex act. And you're taking that back to her. Like, you know, women of color are like the largest carriers of HIV and AIDS because we lack education. But like, I mean, trust. Like, the first time I went down on a girl, I didn't know anything about a dental dam. I'm like, ha-ha, yeah, we don't have to use condoms.
Luckily, Raven knew about all them dental dams coming in from where she came from, so she all knew. I got more education, I'm sorry to say, from my friends than I got from my own family.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is. Like, we learn about sex, like, especially when we're teenagers, we learn about sex from friends. Like, our friends are the ones who put us on and let us know, oh, hey. And then, like, if you're the virgin in a group, which I always was, and mm-hmm. I would be, like, knowledgeable, but not from experience or practice. I would just be, I read so much shit. God damn that Judy Blumberg. I blame everything on her. Like, I read so much shit, like, I knew about sex, but, like, with protection and stuff like that, like, all my girlfriends were having sex and sleeping around. 15 of them got pregnant too young, you know what I mean? But nobody was using protection. And then I eventually became that person who was like, oh my god, awesome. Did you guys use condoms? Nobody wanted to tell me about their sex lives anymore. And then I started to get grossed out as I got older. And when I started making it with girls, nobody wanted to listen to my sex life. I totally like ditched all my straight friends. And they're like, dude, what happened to you? I'm like, we have nothing in common. We have nothing to talk about. When I want to go out and be like a slut and get laid and hook up, like, we don't even want to go to the same places. So it's very different and difficult and complex. But
I don't know.
Like, now I can advise them, like, you know, just make sure you wrap that up and blah, blah, blah. But the things I can do lesbian wise with a condom, it will amaze you. Like,
blow her back. I don't know.
You gotta look at my YouTube videos, by the way.
Oh,
okay. I literally have, like,
that one that where you're going to Berserk and crazy like that. Go down.
No, not that one. Shut up.
Edit.
The one where I have, it's not a demonstrator, it's an actual dildo. And you don't see my face, it's on YouTube, it's youtube.com/fansofradio/fansofradio.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna remember that.
Well, you better. I'll send you the link or something. And, like, I have this dildo, and I have these condoms, and, like, you can make a condom into a dental dam, or you can, like, you know, like, finger cocks, like, those little things that the doctors use, like, dentists and stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, all in your mouth. Those are, like, things with finger condoms. You can make, like, a rubber glove or a latex glove. Cut the finger. You can use a glove, cut the four fingers off the glove, leave the thumb, and you have, like, a nice little input area.
So basically, you're the MacGyver of safe sex.
I am the MacGyver of safe sex.
It's like, we can do this.
We can
one
do it.
In the
we
sink
can do
and
anything. Oh my god. And, you know.
Oh, there's more.
And if you're going to hit somebody with the shocker, you just take out these two, right?
Did you get the thing I sent you yesterday?
What?
I saw a Halloween costume.
I didn't get anything about that. I got this douchebag, but he sent me something today. He sent the picture of the cat that I shared. He said, send news now or I shoot the fucking cat. I'm like, oh my god.
I sent that to many people. I only got 5 responses.
Like, seriously?
Seriously, let me look at that.
Oh my god.
Wow, son.
I would just, like, dress up as myself to do the shocker, but that's awesome.
I knew you'd love it.
That's awesome. Where'd you see that? At which one store?
Spencer's or something.
Oh my god, I love Spencer's.
Trailblazer.
I love Spencer's.
I'm like, so I look funny. At those, like, those, like, you know, the displays, the graphics and stuff like that. Are those real, like, Spencer?
Like, products?
No, or? Spencer people, like, the.
Oh, because kind of low budget. It's not really still, so, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe it looks that way, so it's more relatable for, like, you know, those teenagers. Because Spencer's is for teenagers, you know what I mean? It's like teenagers with fake IDs and stuff. Or somebody like me who has to throw, like, a bachelorette party, which never happens, even though everybody knows getting married. But I love Spencer's. Spencer's is the shit. And especially living upstate New York, I don't have Ricky's anymore, so Spencer's is everything. Ricky's, you can go get your shampoo, conditioner, hair mask, face stuff, makeup, sex toys, and I'm forgetting something.
And then high class little know-it-alls and stuff like that.
Novelties.
Exactly.
Like
and Burt's Bees
while you're on a toilet. And Burt's
Bees wax.
And Burt's Bees. Because Ricky's, I think, was the first place outside of Burt's Bees that carried Burt's Bees.
I don't remember any place.
Now you can get them from all pharmacies because I think Clorox bought them or something. Like, I mean, really, you, this is an awesome product and Clorox bought it. Fucking.
You'd be amazed at how many, like, great products are owned by something that's completely.
Procter & Gamble. It's like three, it's like basically three companies that own everything.
Everybody need a job. Hello.
Oh, sure. I would love to work for them. Their advertising will get way more colorful and way better.
Seriously.
But yeah, like, that's a lot of money. Must be nice. Speaking of money, I actually just read on the Yahoo News that Denzel Washington donated over $2 million to his alma mater, Fordham University, which is in New York.
Yeah. But which one? The Bronx or the Manhattan
one? I don't know. It's still in New York. It's still
Manhattan.
But you know how people always say, like, if you get famous or you make a lot of money, you should give back?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, what should you give back? Like, if you hit the lotto today, are you just going to go knocking on your neighbor's door, handing out checks or cash or something? Like, what he did, that's huge.
Like, he hit the lotto, is
that
what
you said?
Denzel
Washington.
He's pretty much paid. He pretty much hit the lotto.
Oh, okay. Denzel.
Like, I know who Denzel is.
I know
who
he is.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oops. What was
stop,
that?
Susie. The drinking has to stop.
She didn't even drink.
I didn't
even
drink.
Something technical
what
difficulty.
What was that?
No, it was just something that fell down.
God.
Gravity still works, ladies and gentlemen.
Back to Denzel.
Yeah,
okay.
Denzel, he gave over $2 million
to
the matter.
Just gave
just,
it, do what you wanted to do with it?
Just, like, I mean, like, I think he went to start like a fundraiser or a charity or what else do you call it?
Oh, yes, I got that one for
wait,
special.
Wait.
Tampon, ladies and gentlemen.
Pad.
Apparently, you still have a lot to learn. But did it make that noise?
No.
This specific. No.
I don't know. Maybe you're trafficking.
Back to Denzel and stuff like that. So
he gave over $2 million on the matter. Like, I mean, that's giving back. I that's a good thing always. But I just feel like sometimes you put a lot of pressure on celebrities. Like, honestly, if one day you're poor and the next day you're not just gonna think about who you can give your money to, you're going to think about what you can spend your money on, what you can do with your money.
Well,
I've always said if I ever hit the lotto, my, you know, mm-hmm. whenever that happens, whatever money I get from
I'm
that.
I'm hoping on it.
I've always said, like, first thing I'm going to do is pay off all my student loans, pay off all my debt, pay off my parents' debt, pay off my parents' house, pay off my sister's debt. You need $1,000, here you go. You need $1,000, here you go. You need $1,000, here you go. That's how I am.
But
you
that's
mean,
still
I don't
giving
need
back.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's still giving back. I mean, let's say just giving $1 million to a charity that you don't even know what that charity stands for.
Really,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, the
you
thing about
I mean?
It is that he is also a public figure, and then he is under a lot of scrutiny, especially where even like in a lot of scrutiny where you give your money to.
Exactly.
Honestly,
my money is going to women's causes, breast cancer awareness, breast cancer research, cancer research, HIV and AIDS.
But,
like, it's going to shit that I care about.
Honestly,
I'm not going to be just like throwing my money into like a certain country or something,
well,
and that's not my cause.
Well, okay,
you know
remember
I mean?
Back in the day when Somalia had that famine and stuff like that? I don't know if you guys remember that when it was like back in the 90s. Y'all were like,
yeah.
You guys were coming.
I wish
but
I was.
The thing about that.
Hey, homie.
Christ.
Yeah.
The
thing about that one is it's just that going on for the Denzel thing was that Iman, who is from Somalia, came under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of firefight because the fact is just that she just wanted to get publicity for doing something charitable.
Okay, but why do public figures give to charities if not to get noticed? For, you know, giving back. It's not because they really care. If they really care, we would never hear about it.
So this is a perfect example of scrutiny.
There's celebrities that give back that you don't hear about.
Right.
Like, what's her name? Natalie Portman. She's constantly, I've read somewhere that she just constantly doing something.
And given retrospect, not to say that Denzel's like contribution wasn't a good, but $2 million.
That's his alma mater, though. That's his. That's
yeah, no, no, but
to his school. That's not, let's not say to a predetermined charity.
Yeah, to his school.
I work with a lot of women, ladies.
I know, but the thing about it is just that in $2 million in a man who has multi-millions.
Are you serious right now?
No, no, no.
$2 million is not enough?
No, no, no. No, in a sense, okay, well, first of all, you ain't even being heard on this, so the thing, no, that's not even the point I'm making and stuff like that. That's a generous contribution to a school. Not a lot, but a little bit more. Okay, I am Latin. Okay, that's enough. So, but the thing about that one is that $2 million is something that is noticeable, but I wondered if somebody leaked that one, or
it's
he actually...
It's more than $2 million.
But I wondered if he wanted anybody to know about that.
Right.
Seriously, because Yahoo News, love you guys, always. But
I don't know, because I think Denzel is like... He's not pretty private.
Yeah,
like one
exactly.
Of those, you're not seeing his name in tabloids and shit all the time.
That's the thing. That's where I'm going. I mean, he is a very private person. So
$2 million privately, the school probably said something. Mm-hmm. He didn't even have to say anything.
If anything, he probably is going to get a building named after him, and good for him.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's just
not
that
to mention they probably wanted to highlight the fact that he went to school. But mm-hmm. I never knew he went to Fordham.
I didn't know that either.
Fordham University.
Did he go to Fordham Prep, or he just went
no,
to
he
Fordham,
went Fordham University?
University. College, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that studio where the Inside the Actor Studio is not Long Island University? Is it Pace, or is it...
I thought Pace was in Brooklyn.
Pace? No. Pace is in... No. Pace is...
What am I thinking about in Brooklyn?
Pace is right outside the Bronx. It's like lower Westchester area.
White
Plains.
Okay.
It's a White Plains, yeah.
Well, there was just something that Inside the Actor Studio and stuff like that. I didn't know this. You know this Bella Cooper, that fine piece of vanilla that I love to have on top of me? Well, he was on the Inside the Actor Studio when he was just a student 4 times. Nobody knew he was on it until he was actually on the Inside the Actor Studio, and the guy just mentioned, happened to look through the WorldCast for the last 5 years. The show is classic, by the way. And notice that I'm Bradley Cooper, 5 times when he was acting other stars, like Robert De Niro, we're talking about...
Oh, wait, why was he on Inside the Actor Studio?
Because he was now the actor in the Actor Studio. He was actually...
No, but those 4 times...
He was in the audience.
Oh, he was in the audience?
He was in the audience.
Well, we don't keep track of audience members. Okay. So how would we know?
No, of course not. It's like, it's amazing on how, like, colleges, like... trained actors, something like that, will bring out the best and brightest. Like, we don't know. Like, I thought, for instance, I didn't even think Denzel actually went to college. That's my ignorance. Nothing about that.
Oh, yeah, because generally when we think about someone who's famous, we don't think that they had to work very
mm-hmm.
hard, that they just had a pretty face or maybe a little bit of talent.
Exactly. So, there you go. Like
Justin Timberlake and Nick Carter, like we were talking about before, they got big when they were, like, what, 12, 13, 15?
Yeah, like, we were
like,
talking
about...
Like,
did they even finish high school? I mean, I know they probably did.
Like,
they
you know, private
tutors, yeah.
They didn't have to work hard like we had to. They didn't have to, like, say,
actually,
hey,
no,
Dad,
I heard that they work harder.
Well, Disney is, like, a weird cult. That's why. So with Disney, you have certain standards. Like, even if you don't go to high school, there's still certain...
There's
a criteria
nobody from
that
the Disney factory that has ever came out normal. Sorry.
No, mm-hmm. Child stars are never normal. When your childhood is taken away from you, you cannot be normal.
Gee and Tamara. You don't hear nothing about them.
Yeah,
oh, they have a reality
they have
show
a reality
now. They
show
are
now
pretty weird. One of them cries a lot. Like, a lot. They're very, very sensitive. But
yeah,
they were a little
like,
bit older, too.
Yeah,
like, they weren't, like,
like,
you know what I mean?
You know, for the
yeah.
longest time, I thought they were just one person, and she just had, like, a duo thing going on.
Oh, like Mary Kate and Ashley?
Yeah, something like that.
Until one of them started fucking up, that's when we really, really
mm-hmm.
registered in our minds that they are two separate people.
I don't know they were two people.
So,
yeah, I mean,
oh,
so
okay.
Good for Denzel. I'm thinking, like, I'm glad.
Good for Fordham University.
Good for
yeah,
Fordham.
Hell yeah.
Denzel's going to be all right. Good for Fordham.
I know. Well, yeah.
Fordham also gets $40,000 to $50,000 a year per student.
That's what I'm
so,
saying. Like schools, like when you get back to your school, it's like, it's that's something that's like you know I appreciate you. You launched me. You kind of you set the foundation for me to be who I am.
Well,
and that's different because schools always get funded.
Well, once I found Tammy James Inc. and become a multi-billionaire, I'll definitely give back to you know that
Inc?
University Incorporated.
Yeah, but I mean, like, isn't it more money in like LLCs or?
I'm
talking
with
you.
LLC is
that?
Is that something you get at Denny?
Extra cheese. So, I started that Facebook group for Beyonce and Jay-Z, the baby name. Don't you know how I have like horrible transitions? It's like that all the time. Anyway.
Okay. I don't know how that down there, but okay. Baby
talk
pump.
About famous people.
Baby pump.
Yeah. But I know I was telling you before, and you like cursed me out.
Oh, Beyonce?
Oh, how they, because when she was going to awards, like apparently like she was faking her bump. I don't know one woman who wants to appear fatter,
no.
Who wants to appear bigger than what she
okay,
really
first
is.
Okay,
First of all, y'all better leave my Beyonce alone.
No, Beyonce good in my book. I mean, she runs the world. Like, She's queen.
Love her.
Yeah, we got Gaga, but Gaga is all costume.
Kelly, I love you. But anyway, the only thing is just that, no, she ain't getting fatter, I wouldn't say. It's just like what she developed.
No, but what they were saying is that she faked her baby bump. Like,
she
tried
she
to appear, like, further along than what she really was. Because apparently there was, like, video footage or some, like, a photo or something from, like, a week before she did a live concert. And she was, like, all flat. But I'm this is somebody who, like,
Jay-Z
performs
baby.
And drops down from the ceiling. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
probably, they might have, because she's, like, of the performances that she probably has lined up, like, okay, this is why I can't do that right now. You know what I mean? Like,
but she said, I read in another interview, actually on Yahoo, too, because I checked my email. I have 18,000 emails, so I spend a lot of time on Yahoo. Speaking of the email thing, jumping on topic, I am going to be taking business emails and business inquiries at SpanishTalkRadio@gmail.com. So if we are going to be doing business, if you want to guest host, if you want to be on a show, whatever, blah, 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 have your people email my people at SpanishTalkRadio@gmail.com because the SpanishTalk@yahoo.com is very overwhelming. It's a lot of spam. I mean, when you open up your email to, you know, be updated on shit and you have 18,000 emails, you don't get to check anything. It's hard to sift through everything, the riff and the raff, and I get back to everybody as often as I can, but it's ridiculous at this point. I've had the email for 3 or 4 years, and just email me at spastalkradio@gmail.com.
If you need a date, call Tammy James at 518.
If you're looking for a good time.
Seriously, on many bathroom doors near your area.
Glory holes.
Hey, I'm a lady. What are you talking about, a glory hole? I know what they look. Gotta get clean sometime. All right, so talking about the baby bump and stuff like that. Well, the girl's athletic. She's gotta pull it out in order for to actually show somebody.
It's her first baby too. Honestly, I couldn't believe that she was as big as she was.
Right, and that we didn't know.
That we didn't know.
Especially with her just dropping an album.
Your first baby, a lot of times your first baby, you don't show until the last trimester, usually.
Especially with somebody who probably has the muscle memory that she does. But naturally, Beyonce's thick. She's always been thick.
Yes, she has been.
It took a lot of work for her to.
And she made that into her little signature thing, making thick girls good out there.
Yeah, but now she's a skinny thick girl,
but I hear babies do that. They suck it out of you. Suck it out of you. Just put it in there. I remember my mama telling me that when she had me, she was just skin and bones.
When you have boys, you have.
So Jay-Z, looking like you got another player going on, Jay. Just watching out.
But Jay-Z has
got
a kid already that's apparently like in Brazil or West Indies or something. He hooked up with some girl at Carnival, and it's like an 8-year-old kid or whatever. And it's supposed to be a secret baby. I know I'm getting all Wendy Williams
right
now.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's supposed to be a secret baby,
but
I've heard about it for a long time, but like on gossip rags and stuff like that. But
Foxy Brown was having Jay-Z's baby. Remember that a couple years ago?
Foxy Brown. How can you get through that with like arms and shit like that? She conformed a little.
I cannot stand Foxy Brown.
Oh
but
my god.
I think he just has like one kid. I mean, he's what, 40 something? I don't know too many heterosexual 40-year-olds who don't have kids there. Especially if you're a rapper, you know what I mean? Your rapper, you've been popping Cristal with champagne for years,
maybe
and used to
still
wrap
it up.
Boom, boom. Hopefully he has, but I think there's one out there. But Beyonce knows. Like, it's not like a secret from her. It's no way I could know.
Well, she came into this lifestyle and stuff like that. Now
she knew what she was getting into.
I know, seriously.
Like,
I mean,
I'm sorry.
But, like, you know, like, Jay-Z's not talking about bitches and hoes now. He's talking about making money, and Kanye's
not. He's
been
talking about Beyonce.
Right there.
Honestly, I really do love their relationship. And
I do, too. It's not, like, in your face.
It's not Angelina. It's not Angelina Brad. It's
no,
not
Angelina.
Brad
is just in the mix.
No.
Yes,
Brad. It's not like he's not fucking a famous woman. Like, he has that. He can make the conscious decision to not be, you know, banging someone famous. But he plays as big a part in his relationships as the women.
But this is Angelina.
Angelina
Brad was
before him,
Before we even knew who Angelina was, Brad Pitt was famous.
Yeah, no, I'm saying she was still famous before she got with Brad.
Right.
You know
so
I mean?
That star
like
power together.
Yeah.
And then look at the way they got together. You know what I mean? But when your relationship is that much in the spotlight, do you know how much strain it is? Like, let's say if you're a regular couple that's having a fight, and you're not like all lovey-dovey, and you're not like all over each other, and the paparazzi gets a glimpse of that, and there's photographs,
mm-hmm,
and there's commentary,
indeed.
And then you look at it as a person in a relationship, and you're like, damn, like, oh, so you don't love me no more?
Yeah.
Or, like these people, they get into fights because of what they see in a rag. Like, they know for the most part what goes on. But that's like if one of your friends is out at the club and they see your partner or whoever you're fucking with at the time, and they're telling you that this person is doing that, and you may have not had knowledge of it, but you do know that you were in a fight at that time,
mm-hmm,
it's going to raise suspicions. I mean, even a secure person is going to be like, oh, well, damn,
I wasn't there.
I didn't see it.
But then I'm going to go and say, this is Angelina. I'm not even talking about Brand. Give me a minute. First of all, Brad Pitt does what he does because he does what he does. He's cute. He's been famous. But Angelina, even if Brad Pitt was scaling around and stuff like that, this is Angelina Jolie. Now, all of us in this room, if she said, I wanted to have sex with you individually.
I would be like, not individually. We're going to need to have some sandwiches catered because I need some meat on your bones. Seriously, like two sticks rubbing together, all we're going to do is create fire and not in a good way. She's lost so much weight. She's not as hot as she used to be. Remember, like,
you have conditions. Look at that. I would take her down.
No, I'm sorry.
You don't know. No.
No, when she was Lisa and, you know.
Foxfire.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The crazy movie.
Yes.
Her
and Hackers.
And
I know she has that same thing going on.
Gorgeous and Hackers.
Okay, but the thing is, it's just that she don't need Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt more needs her than anything.
No, Brad Pitt was with her Aniston.
I'm not talking about the fame. I'm talking about the relationship. Jennifer Aniston, the reason I heard that they broke up is because Jennifer Aniston didn't want no kids and Brad Pitt wanted them.
No.
That's what I heard.
No, okay, it's so easy to blame it on Jennifer Aniston.
And I'm going to.
Okay, listen, her career was flourishing. Maybe she did not want it. Maybe
she
wasn't ready. Let me make my money and then raise my kids. Right now, I hear that she's trying and she's trying
and she's trying.
Either way, he walks from.
She was pregnant right now.
I heard that by that Justin Thoreau.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking guy.
Yes,
I don't know. Justin, I don't know. Yeah,
but now Brad Pitt is like having the time of his
life. Do you know how often, just like a regular man and woman, have to go back and forth about who wants kids, who doesn't want kids, and how often that fucks up relationships because the man never wants kids when the woman wants kids. You know why? Because the man wants to keep his options open. If you're technically there's a lot more money in TV than in movies. You know what I mean? Because you're getting a paycheck for every episode.
Mm.
There's episodes weekly. She was one of the highest paid actresses on TV. I think of all time, she's still in top 10. They were making millions, the whole Friends cast. Then she quits Friends, and now she wants to get into movies. That's like if you're working a job for 10 years and you want to get a promotion. Movies are bigger, TV pays more because it's more steady, there's more security in it. You're going to put your career on hold because your asshole husband wants to make babies. And this is just like, you know, a scenario. I don't know what happened because I never was in their house.
But I'm thinking the fact is that this is one of those instances where the woman does not want to have kids.
And she's
man.
Entitled to it.
That's fine.
When a woman
that's fine. And that's fine.
Babies.
But the thing is,
that, guess what? What would have happened if you think that if Jennifer Aniston would have got pregnant and had babies for Brad Pitt, that he would not have left her? Do you think that would have changed something? No. She, guess what? She would be raising a kid right now by herself in the public with the media on her ass, following her around, chasing her around all the time. And
I love
he
it.
Would,
you
he
know
would be
what?
Six
I,
pins
one thing
with
is
Angelina
just that
Jolie.
I love it when you are so into it because you're not just flat. It's so cute, girl.
I don't know.
Take it over, Susie.
Anything with the babies or nothing, I think that Angelina and Brad Pitt when they made that Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Very sexy movie.
Lust. It was all lust, and they turned that lust into something else because at that time, they just had so much shit in common.
And
they both
had
went
so
the same
much
thing.
Chemistry, and then they ended up...
Like not to mention, isn't she like 10 years younger?
Yes, actually...
She's like 10 years younger.
No, he's a lot older.
I didn't even
at least
a
year, yeah. Angelina Jolie is still very young.
She's
and
in 30s.
Show me a guy who doesn't trade in for a younger model. I
what
love happens? Angelina Jolie. She has lost a lot of weight. She is not the sex pistol that she used to be. She's still hot. Will always
Tomb Raider.
Love her. Okay, think about Tomb Raider. Mm. Angelina had a sexy body back then. Why did they throw them bees on her? Like, why did they do like the digital animation on her boobs?
Yeah.
Her boobs were so huge in the first movie that by the time the second movie came around, they were like, no, kids are into this. It was a video game. We gotta throw them bees off now. Like, turn them off. You know what I mean? It's
but
horrible.
That's when she had a good body. Like, she was,
she's real. She's like skin and bones now. And just,
well, honestly, I haven't really seen the newer pictures.
What? It's on every single tabloid.
Yeah, this is me. I'm on a tabloid. Seriously. It's like...
I don't want to sell your business.
Okay, what's
business.
On the agenda? What else are we talking about today?
Okay, so Sarah Palin, I guess, kind of fucked up her chances.
Oh my God.
To run for
she
election.
She backed out.
Well, you know why? Because she had that tell-all book, and she was running
her
goddamn mouth.
You know why? She wasn't
gonna
get
it
to begin with, so I don't know why she tried to like start to think about trying the second time.
I don't trust America. I do not trust America. America elected someone with the last name Bush 3 terms.
And you're going to get fucked every time.
3. Come on. We had Bushes running this country for 2 years.
I love his father. The son. Too much Charlotte Sheen going up on
that. Yeah, I don't know about that. I thought that the father fucked some shit up and then Bill Clinton
up. The thing, the way about American politics as I know is that the standing president always gets blamed for the past president's issues.
Shit, exactly.
Yeah, but the thing about that one is that the first Bush was paying for Reagan economics. I don't know if y'all know about that one, but basically, rich stay rich, poor stay poor, nobody gets to move around.
Yeah.
Bush actually put in legislation in which would change around that in order for economic growth. And then when Clinton stepped to the plate, he gained some of that because
He made the country a little bit better for a couple of years.
Socially,
brought down the deficit.
But that was because of the legislation from Bush when he preferred sleep. It's in the documentation.
When his son came back.
Oh, good. He fucked up shit. First of all, you have a leader.
And people are blaming Obama. Obama's really only been president for 2 years.
You know
people,
what?
Like,
that's what America. That's what politics is around
the
world, baby.
That it's just
that's
gonna,
the
like,
way. The standing president always
here.
Gets blamed for the shit that's happening now.
And the friggin' my dad said something about like there's really nobody running for president right now. Like, who really wants to step to that plate? And if Obama makes it again, if he does run for it again, if he makes it again,
look,
he's gonna make history because nobody that like the unemployment rate is like at the highest right now.
Like right now, it sucks to be out with a job. And if those who don't have a job and have families, I feel for you right now. Seriously. The only thing about that one is just that with this economy and stuff like that, it's not even America playing alone on its own. It's other world players. Eurozone is bankrupt. China is sneaking up on everybody. Japan is being isolationist, and then the rest of the world is watching what's going on. The economic troubles is not only our own. If something is affecting Sweden, it's going to affect us eventually. So.
Yeah, but you know what I was saying about that earlier. At the end of the day, money is paper. and we can start from scratch, or who wanted to. Nobody wants to do that, because, like, not to be like a communist about it, it'll put us all at the same level. Nobody wants to, everybody wants to be kings, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to be at
that's where our culture is. I mean, I'm sorry, going back to the Jay-Z thing,
but it's international.
Makes
it's international. If it were not international, we wouldn't have to worry about that, because if America was to start at zero and we were not worried about where we stood next to other countries, then it would be okay. But we're worried if we're at zero and this country's at billions and trillions and trillions, we're always going to be under. Sometimes it's not about
we're
that. Think
way
about
under
your
right
people.
Now. We owe, what is it, 17 million or 17 billion or some stupid, outrageous, crazy number like that. We owe that much. We're in that much of a deficit that we owe that much as a country.
Just to put it in perspective.
But we're still spending money like fucking madmen.
Well, that's because that's the American way. We have to spend money in order for this economy to go. The only thing is, let me put this in perspective. The continent of South America, the whole continent, I'm talking about 12 countries in all, their GNP is at 1/5 of what the United States makes. And that's a fucking continent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So compared to, let's say, that's the number one. And the next one, if you were going to put it at 10, the next one is going to be China. That's the second one. And they're at 6. There's a four-thing graph. There's a four, like, tier graph. So if the United States falls, all of us fall. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all countries are invested in us. We fall, there's going to be, you think about the Depression, we're going to go talking to the point of where suicidal. That's how it's going to be. So the thing is, it's just that Obama, if you're listening to this, your gray hairs are showing, and I understand that, and it really is.
Whatever, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but he has a lot of things going on.
I don't care if there is a shortage in potatoes, and you sign up to be the district or regional or national manager of McDonald's, and you're not producing potatoes, but you signed up for that position, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. You knew that we did not have any potatoes. Now I can't get my supersized fries. I can't get my small fries. I can't even get my goddamn value fries. And you signed up for this.
Nobody's
so
asking
you
to feel
excuse?
Bad for him. Nobody's asking you to feel bad for him, but know that he didn't put us here. He's not making it worse for us. He's doing what he can to...
Seriously.
I don't believe that. You know what? Maybe we're out of french fries. So
if,
or for me,
okay,
iron rings,
so
instead,
if you
I'm
get
still
it,
eating.
Okay, but
I'm still eating. I'm not eating what I want, but if we're all fucked up, I'm going to have to step back, and I'm going to have to take that little demotion in my value menu. You know what I'm saying? No french fries, give me onion rings. You can't give me onion rings, but you promised me onion rings. You promised me something. You promised to offer me something.
Okay,
and you can't deliver.
All
right,
I got to go on hardcore. So I think he did promise a lot on this.
He promised a lot.
He did.
Straight up politician shit. These politicians sign
really
up for shit that they cannot
But
handle.
The thing is,
yeah,
just that
did,
Obama
did... really
did,
think that it was going to happen in 2 years? Like, honestly, like, what did people really think? Well, he's really
okay,
only been...
Okay,
for
but the thing about that...
Was
okay.
everything really supposed to be fixed by now?
No. Absolutely not.
But you don't promise shit that you don't know what is right.
Yeah, but I don't.
No.
He signed up for cleanup and he didn't even know where to find a mop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot to put on yourself
You're
as an individual.
You're basically saying that he didn't do it, that he hasn't done anything.
Like, honestly, as an individual, nothing that Obama has implemented or done has affected me as a working class person.
I don't really,
a poor person.
I don't really like the whole politics and all that shit. President, I really don't know what they do.
I hate that shit, but
my father's the one that does all that.
The only thing is just that now our presidents from now to the point of thing is just that America is the greatest. America will be always. Oh damn, that's spilling my drink. That comes from the potatoes, from the vodka. I'm telling you. Seriously. But the thing is, it's just that right now the American president needs to realize this. And I'm gonna say it right now. You can record this ending. He's not alone now. He's not alone because the thing is just that America can't stand on its own. They're so interconnected right now that if they fall or any other country falls, America will feel it immediately or eventually gradual.
Like, honestly, though, we really don't have it that bad.
No,
like,
we don't, but
I think everybody needs to stop, like, complaining about
no, but
everything.
The thing is, it's like, I use metaphors for people who are like really not into politics. I'm not that educated. I'm not that savvy when it comes to politics and all that shit. I don't pay attention because it upsets me what I do know. You know what I mean?
But
that's
my little bubble.
That's how I am. But I know I'm American, and I know as an American, I'm entitled to certain shit. At the same time, I know that I don't like to be lied to. I don't give a fuck who you are, leader of the free world and all. Don't lie to me. Don't promise me shit. When certain programs are being cut out and when certain things are not being taken care of, little things, we did not want him to erase the deficit. He cannot do that. It's going to take years. It may take decades. It may take centuries. One man can't do it. But you are the leader of the free world, and you campaigned for that. You worked for this. You paid for this. You promised us shit to get into this position. Maybe you can't. Maybe there's good things. Like, for certain people, Obama is a dream. But for me, he is not. You know what I mean? It's a lot, like, for my people, for the people that I relate to, for my group of people and the people that I identify with, we don't really get a lot from Obama. And that's where as a person, he's probably great. I voted for him. I can't lie about it now.
The only thing
you know,
is
I'm not ashamed that I voted for him, but I'm like, damn, dude,
a lot of
you
the people that voted for him, like, are, like just left and right, like, feeling some type of way about it. But my point is, it's only been 2 years. Like, what? How much was he really supposed to, like?
I think it's
like it took 8 years for Bush to fuck us all up. So I mean, if it takes 8 years to fuck it up, it's gonna take even longer to fix it. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, it's just that what you say is like 8 years to fuck it up. Unfortunately, I have to agree with you on that one. He really fucked shit up.
Right. But okay, who comes and who signs up for the cleanup job after Bush? Who does that without thinking that they can do something? You have to give the man.
First of all, Obama needed to be there. First of all, he is the face of the American right now. He is the face. We are, regardless of what.
Which
the
is
thing,
a gift and a curse.
But
honestly,
what is he not doing though?
I think it's not that.
He doesn't do shit for the working class. He doesn't do shit for the working class.
So what does he do for the other classes though?
He's basically a socialist. If you say, Dan,
I want
alternate side parking. This is little shit. This is an example. If you say, I want alternate side parking on Sundays, and he says, I want to not pay taxes on food, and I say, I want for all the gays to have the same rights as all the other different groups. He says yes to you. He says yes to you. He says yes to me. He says yes to the Christians. He says yes to the Muslims. He says yes to all the other countries. You cannot make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. You have to prioritize. So when you say yes to all of us, we know that you're just fucking us over. You know, you're fucking us around. Now we're idiots. And don't question my intelligence. When I voted for you, using my intelligence, and now all that shit is just being thrown in my face. You're like the monkey and I'm at the zoo. You know what I mean? You're just throwing shit in my face. It's not a good thing. You can't promise everybody everything. You have to prioritize.
Yeah.
Every group is
prioritizing now, though. Like,
I don't.
One of the things is that we're gonna have to watch and wait. Right now. Like in 1 week, the holiday season's gonna happen. Now. See where it happens. The biggest thing that the American currency, the American economy, in general, the whole is that it's not backed on any type of finances. It's backed about the faith of the people. They start buying, the economy starts running. That is basically economics right there, 101. So,
supply and demand.
If they want something, they're going to have to do
it.
So, what are we looking at? Is it the CEOs that are up in those big chairs trying to worry about their jobs or their bonuses next year, or is it the little man trying to figure out where they're going to do? So, right now, I know in our business, it's really hard. But the thing is that I think in the sense that the American people, where we're at right now, Albany, Birmingham, Alabama, Fresno, California, Seattle, Washington, New York, Harlem, they're going to know their people, their wants, their tastes. Right now, it's going to be like old school, getting into there, hustling your damn ass off, listening to that Jay-Z music, doing that thing, making that dollar, making that paper, trying to make the day and come home satisfied to know that you're going to get something at the end of the day, because that's where America is going to be at. Because the thing is right now, Obama is playing to the people. You are absolutely right, hardcore.
Socialism.
But the only thing is that she is that Susie is absolutely right too, because the thing is that he came into shit. He did. And
listen, he's a man.
He is
not a god. He is not a robot. He is a man, and a man can do but so much.
And,
but a man should not promise to do more.
But the thing is that it's okay. I love the
hell
thing.
No.
I love the thing.
Hell
thing.
No.
Okay, but let's just take things.
I'm not. At that point, I could not vote. But if I had voted, I would not have voted for Bush. But the thing is, it's just that when he came into this presidency, it came into 2000, he came into a suspicion of who the freaking leader is, Gore or Bush. We can't go back in the past. He made a lot of mistakes, and we went right with him. We were scared at that time. 2001 was a scary time. We needed a strong leader. We all were there.
Don't
we knew
even get me started on
all right, that. And we were, and anybody who's listened to this will have to the point. We needed a strong leader. He was that. He was the only person there. Bush, if you're listening to that, you fucked up a good chance. Because the thing is,
Bush
just,
didn't give a snorting cocaine out of strippers' asses. He didn't care.
Okay, well,
9/11.
Well,
his first lady was a handle of business.
Why do you think it took him so long?
But
the thing, the only thing is, do you know the first time when he heard about the 9/11 attacks? The 9/11 attacks. Do you know what he did? Where he
was internal anyway. That's why he didn't show up automatically.
Exactly. And what did he do?
Now
he had to finish the book and then
Sue.
No.
Sue's, God damn it. We all know Bush cannot read. Don't tell me you believe that. Don't tell me you believe that.
Hallelujah. The only thing is, the only thing is,
he
just that all I know if it was Obama saying. Red Robin Hood, she died.
But the disaster that we've had since, Bush has not been in office.
Okay, Bush.
I can say Obama is a little bit hands. He's a little bit more hands on.
No, Bush wanted to go to war because he thought the Iraqi War, the Afghanistan
don't
War.
Don't talk to me about the war. That's the reason why. But the whole. The inequality in the war, I'm very upset. Obama told us we were not going to be in war anymore.
He said that we were going to bring the troops home.
And he did.
And he did bring some of the troops home, and there's still plans for some of the troops to come home. But he couldn't just be like, all right.
That would be naive.
I understand it's a process.
Afghanistan is still there.
I do understand that it's a process. But what have you said? It's been 2 years? Actually, it's been 3. Because next year's an election year. 2012.
It would be
January.
Okay, so we're in October. So two years and 10 months. He's actually been president.
And that whole war shit. There's no reason for it.
Okay.
There's no.
The only thing. There's so many opinions about this one. It's just that when 2001 happened, there was a perfect time where the thing could have gone in a much different direction. All right. So Iraqis, you're free. You can vote. Make sure you vote. The only thing now is just that security, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden,
okay.
I hope you like the fires. The only thing right now is just that we are in 2000. What year are we in?
2011.
Exactly. We are in 2011. And right now, we are in a completely different situation. In a sense is that...
No, we're not.
Yes,
we are.
We're still
struggling with an internal struggle.
America always will have the internal struggle. Right down to the civil rights movement, to the right down to the gay movement,
no,
right down to the
women's
movement.
You're right on everything.
You
hit the nail on the head.
Every other country. There's so many countries here that they don't even have clean water, and we're worrying about whether we want to eat french fries or onion rings. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I'm not trying to... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure, that was a metaphor. But listen...
No, let me...
Everybody here is
people come here...
People don't even get paid a cent a day. Like,
people come here for that freedom. And now we're false advertising.
It's not
you don't
freedom.
Have it anymore.
No, I think...
You come here for opportunity, for freedom,
no.
and for chances that you can't get at home... And it's not the same anymore. It's false advertising.
Do you understand that immigrants are actually leaving
the country
and going to Europe?
I think I went to a very good high school. I think I had the choice to go to any college that I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I think that I have the choice to work at my job that I work at now that I've been at for a while. I think that I have freedom.
But you've also probably came from a working class family. Like, you guys are both from working class families.
No, well, I'm from a family, yes, and
I'm
they
from
work.
A family.
Good job.
Yeah, and my,
good job.
What do you mean? Like,
I don't.
You don't know. Do you know what it's like to be poverty stricken? Do you know what it's like to fight for your welfare
or have to apply
for services that your country promises you?
Do I know
those
what it's like?
Okay.
Then think in this terms, and then I really would like you to be quiet about this because it's a very.
Don't tell me to be quiet because this is my show. But you can talk. Yeah,
Thank you. Okay, you say about all this stuff. No, I've never. I've always eaten every day
it's
and I've
yours.
Already. Yeah, why? Ew. I got lesbian on me.
Lesbian?
No,
I can't believe he really white there.
No,
you guys
okay.
are assholes to me lately.
Seriously, that's another first show. That's for the Valentine's show. But the thing about this one is it's just that you made a great point, and that's why, And the only thing is it's just the freedom and stuff like that. I think what your freedom is, what you're talking about, is the freedom to choose. When you're in a third world, not even a third world, a developing country.
I hate that. Yeah, I hate that term.
Developing country.
Say a third world.
Developing country. Is the fact that you don't have the freedom to choose. You are born where you are. And that is kind of the scariest portion.
But there are people here that are born like
no,
that
No, I'm not talking here. The thing is, it's just imagine. You don't have that social security net. You don't have Medicare.
That's what I'm talking about, too.
Like,
for like poverty-stricken people, like for somebody who's working class, and you know, 10 to 40 years from now, you don't have your social security.
But think
don't,
of it. No,
wait a second.
No,
you don't
I
have
told
the shit
you not
that you
to
were,
interrupt me, though.
I know, but you don't have the shit that you were paying taxes for.
No, but I'm talking
poverty,
to you.
With somebody who's poverty-stricken,
you don't have
like,
the social
they don't
security.
Have anything.
The thing
they
is, it's just that
anything,
from, like,
this is a country that promises you that, damn,
okay,
maybe
so
you'll
what
be able to have
born,
a place to live,
so what
maybe you'll have something to eat.
Again, I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about something else.
Okay,
about,
well, I'm talking about America.
I'm not talking about, because the thing is, it's just that Americans, in a sense, are a little bit spoiled, in a sense that their government will come in and say, oh, you are poverty-stricken, we will help you.
But
our governments do not give
that.
That
from day
but,
one.
Yes, they do. Our governments say, okay, you're born the way you are, hope your family can deal with it.
Okay, but you are here now, so why are you complaining?
I'm not
you are
complaining.
As American,
I'm not,
as
I'm not, compla-
like,
I'm not complaining.
Like,
I'm trying to make you understand that American, I'm going off on Susie's thing that you have very little to complain about in the sense that your government provided that.
We have very little to complain about.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like
and
it's kind of like the sense
here
where
that take advantage of the welfare and the system.
Oh
that
yeah, that's our money. That's the working class
so that
money.
Not always.
Is that money coming
no,
from
some
the
people don't
welfare.
Even go and pay for the taxpayers' money. Some people actually just collect that without even paying any taxpayers' money, and that's what pisses
that's
me
what
off.
Saying.
We that's
are
what
paying
I'm saying.
For
oh,
people
bad.
To
my bad.
Yeah.
But
and
at the same time, you know why they take that? You know why they use the system in the government? Because the government promised that. And what are you going to do? If somebody is handing out free booze or free food or something, you're just going to go get it. This is an American society. We are an American culture. We like shit that's free. We like it cheap. We want it for the cheapest way that we can get it. And that's the way we are. And that's the way we were bred. Because this is America.
But that's
and it's not okay. It's not okay, you know what I mean? Because people do work.
And people take advantage of it.
And
then they started drug testing. If you're going to be on welfare, you got to do drug testing. People are like saying, because
if you can afford drugs, then you can afford food.
I'm there with you.
People are complaining and saying that it's a violation of privacy. But I'm sorry, because I can't do a drug test.
They're using my fucking tax money, and I'm not going to have Social Security, even though I work for 45 years.
As a person that cannot vote and tell on stuff like that, I'm paying my money, I'm paying my share. To everybody here, and hopefully I get that back. But when I'm a citizen, I'm voting for the person that makes
sense. I think that's a problem too. I think if you pay taxes, you should be able to vote. If you pay taxes, you're funding this country, and you can't vote for who decides what to do with those funds.
Mm.
It's a very tricky situation. Politics are very complex.
That's why I never get into it.
Once you get into
it,
like, you want to kill
it.
People. Like, you see people on the street and you want to kill people. It's not okay. But we do live in a country that promises you the dream. And then you come here and you expect the dream. Or you live here and you expect the dream and you don't get it. And you're bitter. And you don't understand. And you hate your leaders. You know, you hate the leaders that you vote for. I don't feel good disliking my president. You know what I mean? But my president could be doing a
probably,
lot much
but the
more.
Thing, but the thing about disliking your president, I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
That's also American.
It is. It's just that right now you elected your leader. You need to stand by him.
No, I don't believe that. Everybody makes bad decisions. You don't have to.
You made a bad decision.
You need to make
everybody
it right.
Everybody made a
we
bad
need to make
decision
it right.
For
you
10
know how
years.
You know how you make it right? You elect somebody new,
or
you reelect that person after you have fucking slammed into their head. You gotta do better. You gotta do. You know the shit about Obama? Like, he's probably cool as a mofo. He seems like. Oh, is that a racist joke? Is
no,
that a racist
no,
comment?
No, but his lips are dark as hell.
He black, man. He black, and he got a little bit of that Mediterranean in him.
I feel Mediterranean. I got some Mediterranean in myself in some way.
You're just jealous of the fried chicken.
Oh, shit. I can make some more. I can do better things with oil. Let me just tell you that.
Okay. I wish.
All right. Well,
if I could wrap this whole politics thing, because it's just.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish that, but it's very passionate. That's the thing about politics. You always get a good conversation on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that we were not at war. I just wish that equality wasn't like especially for gay people who are most of the time hate. You know what I mean?
Good to be gay.
I
definitely
just wish that.
You don't have to worry about that. Thank you.
My bad.
Like,
you know, I don't really
and
prefer
then,
to
you
do
know,
open
side swipe from you.
I'm mad you gave her my boom and you fucking gave me her high five.
I gave you the full
she
hand.
Even gave
I'm
you
giving
a high
you
a
full
five.
Eight
I
fingers.
I know, and I still feel your sweat on me and I'm trying to think about it.
Lesbian.
I know. But I do wish that we were not at war, and I do wish that equality wasn't such a big issue. Equality is like, okay, yeah, gays are gays and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, why do we really want to get married? Okay, taxes. All right,
that's another subject for another time, seriously.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, I think it's...
Segue to
be...
another thing.
Oh,
babe.
Is this the... Oh, God, I went over time. Whatever. Okay, so you guys caught us. This is one of those fly on the wall combos.
Tammy James on com.
Show me your Twitter.
I wish I had four.
Thumbs
down.
I miss you guys. Get in contact with me, spastalkradio@gmail.com. We are still on YouTube at youtube.com/spastalkradio. We are also on Tumblr. We've been on Tumblr for a year, but everybody's just getting on it. So, spastalkradio.tumblr.com.
Ask for more Tammy James.
Facebook.com/spastalkradio. Google spastalkradio. iTunes search spastalkradio. I want to send a quick shout out. Rest in peace to Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Who, if it were not for him, I probably wouldn't even be able to have a radio show, right? Not
Steve Jobs, you are the man.
Steve Jobs, you know, Steve Jobs, Amy Winehouse, because some of us surprisingly do have to go to rehab, and Amy Winehouse
cool
did
chick.
Have a, I never got to hang out with her, but if I got to
I
hang
did.
Out with her, you probably wouldn't be hearing from me today.
Did
totally love Amy Winehouse. I'm gonna like try to keep a watch on the Conrad Murray Michael Jackson trial. I mean, they're not gonna give this guy any time, no matter what we want, what we think, what we hope for. So hopefully he gets the 4-year maximum or minimum, whatever it is. At the end of the day, people, sure, Michael requested drugs. I know a lot of drug addicts who request drugs, but it's really up to the pusher or the drug dealer to grant that wish. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if a doctor is keeping you that drugged up, it is malpractice. When the officers arrived to Michael's house, Conrad Murray was stashing pills and bottles and medical equipment. He was just throwing shit in his jacket and stuff like that. He was hiding something. And in that hiding, we know that he was guilty of something. He was enabling someone who had money and clout and influence, and that's not okay. Let's say Michael Jackson was the worst drug addict you ever heard of, and it hurts me to say those words from my mouth. His doctor is at fault. The pharmacist who allowed a doctor to take that much drugs for a patient is at fault. It's malpractice, people. Malpractice. It's not okay. If I say, hey, doctor, I'm feeling pain, you know, just give me some heroin or, you know, put me under. It's not okay. I don't give a fuck how much I'm paying you. It's malpractice. You think Michael was a child molester. There is no evidence. There is no hurt children. His doctor is guilty of malpractice. We need to keep that in mind because I'm seeing everywhere on the Facebooks, on the blogs, that Michael was a drug addict, and so it may be. You know what I mean? Everybody's on something. This is America. But his doctor is guilty of malpractice. And I just want to instill that. I just want to instill that into everybody. Until the next time you hear from me. Peace and love. This is Spaz on Spaz Talk Radio.
Bye.
Weirdo. See you soon. Peace.